There was a lively Dáil debate yesterday when the cost of living and the pressure on families was debated. The tensions later spilled over into leaders' questions, where Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald and an Taoiseach Micheál Martin clashed on the issue.
Don't you dare talk to me about false narratives or claim that you understand the crisis. You clearly don't. While you're there scratching your head, I've told you two things
Debbie, please, that will work. Time is up.
And then we might believe, and more importantly, generation rent and renters might believe that you finally get it.
Deputy, you say that you'll finally get it. You paint a narrative in terms of me. I've been divorced from reality and all of that. Yeah, OK. I just want to say to you, Deputy, my background and where I grew up and what we had to put up with was far different to yours. OK? I just want to make this point. I didn't interrupt you.
Interruption, please.
Don't you dare lecture me, OK? I understand the realities of life as well as anybody else in this house, and I don't intend to understand it more. But I know a thing or two about people being in difficulty and challenging in their early lives in terms of cost of living and so on, and in terms of backgrounds.
Well, in a moment, we'll be joined in the studio by Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue to talk about the cost of living and other matters. But first, our reporter Evelyn O'Rourke has been meeting people to hear just how much they're spending on their monthly bills. Anyone taking a quick look at their recent gas and electricity bills will see that they and other household expenses have just been going up and up in price over the last number of months. And the ongoing knock-on effect of these increases is having a serious impact on many households across the country. And Evelyn, you've been talking to people who are battling bills and worried about their budgets because they're dealing with these increases.
Yes, Claire, I'm speaking to lots of different people, you know, some older people on their own or people running kind of busy family households. And again, people talked about how rent is impossibly high, that food bills are getting more expensive, shopping lists that have cost maybe €60 are now getting creeping up closer to €80. And we know that the issue is being acknowledged by the government, and as the planned €100 electricity bill subsidy will be taken off household bills in March. But many of the people I spoke to are just really worried about all of their bills, not just that. And the first person I visited was Gemma, a lovely woman, a single mother with young children living in Dunleary. She says it's a growing struggle. And Claire, I joined her as she was using the last €10 of her emergency credit on her prepaid gas meter card. This was on Monday. And Gemma wasn't sure how long this credit would last her. And if it ran out, she wasn't going to be able to afford to top it up until today.
So this is the gas card. Okay. So I'll bring it out and show you how to do it. So you get €10 emergency credit. But I might not have €10 of emergency till 2 weeks' time now.
Okay. Where are we going?
Downstairs.
Okay.
Let's go right outside into the car park.
This is to top up your gas meter?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the way up. And then it's in a locked shed outside.
Okay. Okay, so you're sticking in your card there.
Like, yeah, so then you just press the button.
And you now have €10 credit topped up in the
account. Yeah,
yeah. How long do you think €10 credit will last?
Well, I put €10 on it, not last night, the night before, between Saturday night and today, I used €5 gas.
And you're saying what, you do heating mainly in the morning before the kids go to school and at night?
Yeah.
So do you think you'll need more credit by Wednesday?
I won't have money to top that up again now until Thursday. If by Wednesday I need gas and that, I just won't turn the heating on.
Tell me about the cost of living, because you're saying your shopping's getting more expensive.
Yeah, so my weekly shop would have always cost about €70. And I've noticed in the last few months, say, week to week, it's over €80, nearer €90 every week now.
For the same things?
Exactly the same things. I still shop in the same shop. Like, I'd shop in Aldi's, they're little, and it's definitely gone up.
And even if you've stuff left over from the last week?
No. If I had, like, meat in the freezer and things like that, shop then would be about €60, but even that's about €70 or €80 then.
Energy prices as well, the other thing that people are really worried about.
So I have the gas and electricity meters to put €20 a week into that. So now on a Thursday I top that up by 30, but by Monday or Tuesday I would have to top up again. €20 used to get me through the week. Now you're talking €40 or €50. The Vincent DePaul put me forward for a grant with Electric Ireland back at the end of last year. I got a €200 top up off them, and that has done me up until this week. It's just getting harder, and I feel like I'm constantly looking for help with them things. which is a bit degrading at times, but it's amazing that the services are there.
It's really tight for Gemma. And as she said, she's relying on the St. Vincent de Paul, also the People's Food Bank in Bluebell. But she's under pressure now as well from another front because her apartment lease is coming to an end.
Yeah, it brings us right into housing because she says, look, the People's Food Bank have been lifesavers. Vincent de Paul are amazing too. But rental increases are a problem because her lease is up and she's been actively looking for a new place since August and just can't find anywhere. She is relying on the HAP system. She's a mixture of boys and girls, so she kind of should be looking for three-bed accommodation to get the HAP. Although Dunleary Rathdown have told us that they look at tenant situation on a case-by-case basis, so there could be some flexibility there. But even so, Claire, you know, any affordable options are tough for her to sort. And the issue for her is that if she can't find somewhere by the end of her lease in a few weeks, she'll have to register as homeless. The children will go to their dad full-time, and then she's rated as single on the council's list, and she's worried about finding affordable accommodation for the family. So here Gemma outlines the challenges of finding a place for them all to live.
So I have a two-bed apartment here. My children share one room. So obviously then I have my room.
Now, you have been given notice from this apartment.
Yeah.
You have to move.
I have to move from here in 4 weeks. But I was given notice back in August. And since August then I've been looking to try and rent a place. I've been doing everything I need to do to try and find somewhere. No luck at all.
Tell us about the kind of figures accommodation could cost you.
I've been quite lucky where I am now that my rent 1600. But I need to get a three bed. So I've been approved for 1,950. For a three bed in this area, you don't get a three bed for that price. Like at the moment, I have my price range set and daft to 2,200. And between, like all the way out as far as Clondalkin, there's 12 options for me and daft.
The other part of it is you can't even get in to see them. There's such demand.
No, I've emailed. I couldn't even tell you how many places. And I've gotten 4 emails back. Two were to say I was on a waiting list for viewings and two were to say the apartments were already gone.
So you've been offered a chance to be on a waiting list for viewing?
Yeah, twice and that's it.
The issue for you is that when you move out of here, it's what happens to the children.
Basically, because my children have a second home with their father, if they don't have a family hub available for me, I'd be expected to let the children go with their dad and then I will go into the homeless service on my own as a single person. My housing needs will still be met, as in I'll still get a three-bed place eventually. But yeah, my priority for family homeless accommodation is gone.
Because if they treat you as a single person?
Yeah.
Then.
My children technically have a second home. Yeah, it's a lot.
That's Gemma. And you went to Bluebell in Dublin to meet more people who rely on the charities for basic bills and supports, Evelyn.
That's right. I spoke with Michael and Sinead, who also have children. They also say that the increases in bills is affecting them. And they're doing things, Claire. They're doing things like using the washing machine at night to try and save on electricity bills. And they say that the People's Food Bank, again, in Bluebell, is essential for them to help fill the gap. So here, Sinead and Michael outline their situation in more detail.
Hi, I'm Sinead and I'm here in Bluebell. Definitely, it's much more expensive. It's actually gotten really, really high, you know, bills and things like that, trying to manage everything. You're coming out 120, 130 euro, absolutely ridiculous for a week shopping.
And are you spending more now on the same list? When you compare your shopping list now, is it more expensive?
It is expensive. I noticed that changing in the last couple of months. Even when we had the lockdown, I noticed everything went up. And money is not going fast as it used to. Like, we have a few bills coming in. We now have to pay for wheelie bins. So that's an extra bill coming in. Yeah, it's just, it's not easy. It is a struggle. But we just have to do what you have to do.
Tell me about heating and energy bills.
They have risen big time. And the electricity, I think the rates have went really, really high recently. I've looked at the rates of my old electricity and my new electricity compared to what I used to be. It's absolutely crazy.
Have you any idea how much you spend on your electricity?
We spend about 40 to 50 euro. The most we pay is 60 euro a week.
Yeah, we're walking off ePay Power at the minute because we find it easier than getting a bill in. You can look at your meter and you know then what's there and what to use it. We try and do other things like doing our washing late at night, but it doesn't seem to be helping either. Like, it seems to be the same rates for everything.
When you used to pay 60 euro, would that get you a week?
The 60 euro would have got us for 2 weeks. And we used to do our washing during the day at that stage. Now we're doing our washing at night time. We're doing that same money, constantly trying to save money. Even if it's only a euro, we're saving that euro. But thank God we have the Bluebell Food Bank because they've really, really helped us. It's been absolutely amazing. Anything really will help at this stage because we are really struggling with two young kids. It's really hard, you know, trying to do all the washing and the cooking and the cleaning and absolutely crazy madness.
And you spoke to an older man, Michael, and Michael is finding it hard to juggle his bills too, Evelyn.
That's right, Claire. He has four grandchildren and he likes to look after them. But he says that the amount of electricity he has to use when they come over is noticeable and that he's finding it harder to make his budget last compared to before. And he says that really he thinks since COVID, bills have escalated and that he's had to make decisions with his heating and his food to make sure that he can manage. So here Michael in Bluebell in Dublin tells me more.
I'm Michael Doyle. I have four grandchildren and they come down with me all the time. I'm always bringing them out. The food, everything's gone up. Everything, I'm with prepaid power and no matter who you're with, the bills are going up and sometimes it does catch up on you.
How much roughly would you have spent on electricity and how much dearer is it now?
I get €20 a week ESB to make sure I don't run over, but sometimes it goes quick. Or if the kids are there, you're cooking all the time. And, you know, you just have to try and keep on top of it all the time. Sometimes it'd be gone on me as quick, you don't realise it.
And that's definitely worse now than it used to be.
Yes, it's gone worse. Everything has gone dear. I do get messages every week. Sometimes I go to St. Vincent's de Paul and they give me vouchers. They help me out.
Do you think you wouldn't manage without help from Vincent de Paul?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't manage. That's the way it is. That's how bad it's gone. The price of everything and food and everything else. And I'm grateful for Vincent and Paul helping me out. I'm not a drinker. I don't drink. I'm not wasting my money on stupid drink or anything like that. And yet I find it harder, do you?
Michael Doyle there saying he finds it hard, ending Evelyn's report. Evelyn, thank you very much indeed. The Department of Transport has sent us a statement saying that marine notices are issued for safety and navigation reasons to make mariners aware of any operations taking place in order to ensure their safety. A radio navigational warning will also issue with regard to the Russian naval exercises. This is all about what's happening next week, in order to advise international shipping which may be operating in the area. And the department says this is standard international practice. The Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, will join us after this break.